you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, that's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I planned way earlier today to end on this story. I kid you not, as I look up at Fox News, as I live and breathe, as we're closing the show, they have the exact story on their screen that I pulled up on my computer. It's actually a story today from Politico. David Sider is writing there. But I was who was I speaking with earlier today? It was a it's a member of the Trump 2020 team. So I'm having conversations with the people that are running the campaign because I really want to know what they're thinking ahead of time. So I was talking to this particular person that's part of the Trump official Trump 2020 team. And they've only got like, I don't know, six or seven people that are currently on the official campaign team. But anyway, I was saying to this person about what an absolute circus it's going to be to watch for the next 10, 12 months as the Democrats are trying to figure out how they're going to pare themselves down, because there's a new flavor of the week, right? And it's kind of depending upon whoever's getting it at the moment that they kind of have the hot hand, with one exception, the guy that I mentioned at the beginning of the show who wants to get inmates to vote. Honestly, too, is that not just a blatant play for corruption? Hey, dude, we'll make sure your wing gets 55 more cartons of cigarettes this month, but you got to get everybody into the polling booth on the polling day. Let's let prisoners vote. Let's let people currently serving time vote. That's all the problems we have in America. That's the one that Bernie Sanders wants to start off my new week on. Yes. All right. So different candidate. So I was saying to the Trump 2020, have you ever seen a circus like this? Nope, this is going to be crazy. And some of it's not being well received by the actual candidates. Because back in the day, like last year, when Beto O'Rourke was running for the Texas Senate seat, the U.S. Senate seat from Texas, he was told, oh, you can do no wrong, raise money, all this stuff, whatever. Well, this David Sider's piece in today's Politico, titled Reality Bites Beto After a High-Flying Kickoff, basically when he rolled into Iowa this last week, he was talking to 300 member crowds and he was standing on stumps in the middle of town, and by the time he whimpered out of town, he was having a hard time drawing 30 people. Now, I said on Twitter that I believe there are two simultaneous truths that both apply here. One, shiny pennies are only cool for about a half second. That's about it. If you're nothing more than a shiny penny, your shelf life is limited. But secondly, Beto has been caught now like three or four times, two Iowa crowds just blatantly misrepresenting the facts of what he was saying. And I think when it's blatant and when it's to the people you're asking for the vote from, I think over time that kind of diminishes your appeal as well. So he's not leaving Iowa very happy. He has to go back. But Bernie Sanders right now, number one frontrunner for the Dems. And, of course, creepy Uncle Joe hasn't gotten in yet. We'll see you next time. I'm Kevin McCullough.